Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. The Single Mom Success Podcast, episode 36. I haven't seen, like, an adult movie in a theater, and I can't tell you how long. All the movies I go see are animated. I have not seen a non-animated regular movie in years in the theater. This is the Single Mom Success Podcast, where we cover all the glorious mess that is life as a single parent and how you can navigate through to become the best version of yourself and how to live the life you desire. Do you want to get weekly email reminders of your awesomeness? Head on over to thesinglemomblog.com to sign up today. Now, let's get started. Hey there, and welcome to today's Single Mom Success Podcast. I hope you are having a fantastic day, and if you are not, stop it right now. You should be having a fantastic day. Make that happen. Like, make the conscious decision, I'm going to have an amazing day, and just go make that happen. Go do that. That's the way it should be. I do apologize for a little bit of a lag in podcasts. We've been dealing with some things going on. It's almost the end of the school year, so obviously we're dealing with all of that. There's parent-teacher conferences, there's meetings, there's, okay, what are we doing? And especially if you have a special needs child, you are very familiar with this whole, okay, what's next year going to look like, right? That whole planning that needs to happen, because you can't just go on summer vacation. You have to know before, or at least start getting a jump on, what are we doing for next year? You know, there's IEPs to worry about and end of year closeouts. And for my boys, because they are teenagers and we're working on what's life going to look like for them after high school, there's a lot more planning involved in that. And we are working on all of that stuff. Also, we have started looking into some other additional help and resources for my son Gage, who has the more significant delay. And that's where the topic of this podcast kind of came from. I just recently started the boys in a, like, a support group, I guess. I don't know if it would be a support group necessarily, but I guess it kind of would be. It's a group for adolescents who have traumatic brain injuries. And I was so super psyched to find this group, because one of the revolving themes around a lot of the explosive outbursts that have come from my son Gage recently were, you don't understand what this is like. And it's very true. I don't. I understand the repercussions of it. I am, you know, I'm the one who deals with the, you know, the blunt side of the brain injury. But I don't know what it's like inside his head. I don't know what it feels like. I don't know what it's like to have my brain betray me, basically, to want to do something a certain way and not be able to do it. To understand or know that I should be able to control my temper, but absolutely not being able to make that happen, right? To not fully grasp the concept of something that should be so very simple for me. I don't understand what that's like. I can only imagine how frustrating and infuriating it is, but I do not know what it's like to actually experience it. So it is. It's something that I cannot absolutely relate to. So, I reached out to his neurologist and talked, you know, when we had his last neuropsych evaluation, and she recommended this group, and I was really excited about it, because I was like, man, there's going to be other kids your age who are going through the brain injury. And so yesterday was our first foray into that. And it was so cool because, for a couple of reasons. One, first and foremost, I talked to the boys, and the doctor that runs the group informed me about it. I said, you know, you guys are going to be the only ones in this group who have been living with your brain injury since infancy. So basically your whole life. And my son was like, what do you mean? What are you talking about? I said, you guys got injured and your brain injuries happened when you were infants, when you're 5 months old and younger, but we knew about it at 5 months old. I said, these kids, so your whole life has been this. This is your normal, right? You've never had anything different. I said, but the rest of the kids in this group, they were quote unquote normal kids and something happened to them. And now they are dealing with a traumatic brain injury and all of the stuff that happens, whether it's a car accident or a sports injury or, medical condition, something happened that caused the brain injury, right? Like these kids had quote unquote normal lives. And then now they're dealing with the repercussions of having a brain injury. And I said, think about that. Think about what that's like. You're living your life normal. And then one day something happens and now all of a sudden you have to learn how to walk again or talk again or write or, you know, all the stuff that you could do that was so easy. Now it's really hard or you can't do it at all. Imagine that. Imagine how upsetting and frustrating that must be. I said, so while you guys are dealing with the frustrations that come with a brain injury, this has been your whole life, right? These kids are dealing with all the frustrations of a brain injury, plus the anger and frustration of their life is no longer the way it used to be. And that's a whole nother level of crap that they have to deal with, right? And so both of my boys were like, wow. I said, so you guys will bring a fairly unique perspective to them. And so maybe you'll be able to give them some hope and some tips of, you know, hey, yeah, this is, you know, we've been dealing with this too. And we've been dealing with it our whole lives and we're able to do all of these things. So maybe it's possible for you to, you know, to improve and for things to get better for you or, you know, whatever. But the biggest part is that you have somebody to talk to who understands how you just can't seem to make something work the way that it should work, or you can't seem to wrap your head around something, right? They understand that and you'll be able to talk to them. So they were really, you know, I think they were kind of, they didn't know what to expect. When they came out of it, they had really enjoyed it. And so I think that this is something that will be really good for them. The other side of it for me was that while the boys are in with their group, there's a group for parents too. And so, it was so nice and it was something that I had forgotten. And that's what the topic of this podcast is being able to have an outlet, a tribe, a group, somebody who you can relate to. And it's support. And it doesn't have to necessarily be a group like I go to. But most especially for parents with children with special needs, this is so critical because this is what's important to take care of you. And I forgot because it's been so long since I've been a part of a group. I was a part of a group for special needs children, for parents of special needs children, quite a while back. It was several years back. And it was a nice outlet. It was good to be able to sit down and talk to other parents who are going through the same things that we're going through, who understand the urge to duct tape your children to a wall and don't judge you for it, right? Like, you know, who you can sit there and say, yeah, you know, my son repeatedly banged his head into the wall today and now he's got this nice bruise on his forehead. And my other son, you know, lost his temper at school and had to be sent home because he threw a chair or, you know, and they're like, oh yeah, you know, and they understand. They don't look at you and go, God, what's wrong with your kid? Like, why don't you do something about that? They get it, right? It's really important to have that outlet. You know, and it's great because, you know, I have family that I can talk to and I have friends that I can talk to, but if they're not going through some of the same struggles you're going through, it's nice to have somebody to talk to, but they don't totally understand, right? Like, you know, I've got people who are, you know, we're parents, and I'd say, God, you know, this is what's going on. And they're like, well, you know, have you thought about just putting him in timeout? And any mom who's a parent of a special needs child, when somebody says that to you, you're like, you're funny, right? Like, because timeout doesn't work necessarily for children who have special needs. Like, that's not, like, that's you presuming that my child understands the concept of consequences for your actions. But my son does not understand the concept of consequences for his actions. To this day, he still struggles with it, right? Because it's part of the executive function of a brain. And people who don't experience this and who don't understand what it's like and who have not experienced a child with autism or Asperger's or a brain injury, they don't understand. They're like, no, it's because you have to teach them that. I could teach him that till I'm blue in the face, but his brain is still not going to make that connection. His brain is still not going to do it. He still, to this day, does not. I have to go through significant, time-consuming, long, drawn-out conversations with my son to get him to make the connection of the reason that you are in trouble is because I told you not to do this and you still did it. And you still are not understanding that the reason you are in trouble and grounded is not because I enjoy grounding you, but because you did something you weren't supposed to do, right? It takes forever to work through that. So having another parent or other parents or individuals who totally get that, that it takes a half hour to explain to your child why they are grounded, whereas for other kids, they get it. They're like, okay, yeah, they may not like it. They're still pissed, right? Like, nobody wants to be grounded, but they get it. I went out and played with my friends and I wasn't supposed to, or I went and did this and I was told not to, so now I'm in trouble and I got grounded, and I totally understand that, right? They get that. They make that connection. Kids with traumatic brain injuries do not do that, right? So having somebody that you can relate to on that level is so important. And I forgot about that, right? I've been just trudging along for the last couple of years. And I forgot how good it was to talk to somebody who understands that. So this was very helpful for me too. And that's kind of the point of this podcast. You need to have a support group. You need to have, and it doesn't have to be a quote unquote an actual support group, but it does need to be some form of support. You need to have an outlet. You need to have someone who's there for you. You need to have somebody who supports you, who understands, who's got your back, or who you can just talk to and vent, you know, and say, God, you know, today was just horrible and I wanted to strangle my children and I felt like running away, and who like will hear all of this and know that you're just venting and not like call the cops on you and say, hey, this lady is about to abandon her family, right? Like, they understand because they've been there, right? Or they are currently there. Having that so that you do not feel like you are so alone, like you are doing this all by yourself, you have nobody to help. Nobody understands, right? It's just like, it's just like my son said, you know, you don't understand what this is like. And I looked at him and I said, you don't understand what this is like. I don't understand what it's like from your side, but you don't understand what it's like from my side. And especially if you have a special needs child, it is so draining sometimes. It takes so much of your energy, so much of your being, so much of your time. And it's like slowly dying, you know, and I know that that sounds super dramatic, but it, you know, anytime I go around with my son where we have a blowout and we've got to work through it and we got to get it figured out, after it's done, I come in my room and it's literally the most exhausted I ever feel. I am physically and emotionally drained from that interaction with my child. If you are the sole caregiver, if you're a single parent, and my son just has the developmental and emotional, you know, delays, if you are also dealing with physical, you know, disabilities, a child in a wheelchair, a child who has a GI tube, a child who, you know, requires, you know, hourly motion to keep their muscles from atrophying, you know, whatever it might be. There's all sorts of things. Like, you have to be able to have someone, or, you know, who is going through that with you, or someone who understands what you're going through, so that you can vent, so that you have that community, so that you have that support around you. It's so important. It's so important to not feel like you're this lonely little island just doing it all alone and you don't have anybody out there. It can be very lonely and hard to be the parent of a single, or to be the single parent of a special needs child. It can be very lonely and hard to be the parent, you know, a two-parent family of a special needs child, right? Because you're both going through it. And you have each other, but you also need other people, right? I've met tons of couples who, having a special needs child, it's put a major strain on their relationship. There was a lady in group last night who said, you know, because we can't leave our son alone, our relationship has suffered. We can't go out on a date at night because we can't leave him alone. We can't do this, we can't do that. And, you know, last night was my first night in the group. So I was sort of, you know, I was putting my opinions out there and I was talking about my situation. But I didn't feel comfortable yet just like saying, hey, you should look at this. But the first thing that popped in my head was, find someone who will stay home with your son and just hang out with him for a couple of hours. He's 17, right? Yes, he's, you know, in a wheelchair. Yes, he has knees, but he's still a 17-year-old boy, right? If he likes playing video games, maybe someone could just hang with him for a couple of hours, play some video games while you and your husband go out to dinner, right? There's got to be some sort of resource or something that you can do. But so often we feel so isolated that it doesn't occur to us to reach out for help, right? Like, I still struggle with it. I still, to this day, struggle with asking my family, you know, hey, would you mind watching the kids for me so I can do this, right? I don't have a social life, really. I don't go out, but I also don't necessarily have the desire to do that. I mean, I'm almost 40 and I've sort of lost the, it's not as fun for me as it used to be. I need to find other things. Like, going out to a bar is not, I don't enjoy it like I used to. You know, I get there and like, I'll maybe go and sing a little karaoke and have a drink or two. And then I'm like, okay, it's loud, it's annoying, and people are getting drunk and stupid. And I have no tolerance for that anymore. Which is probably why me and my ex don't get along as well. But that's another point. but yeah, I still need to work on this myself. This is something that is super important, but I completely lost sight of. Like, I tell people this all the time. You know, it's sort of like the whole thing that parents do, right? Do as I say, not as I do. I tell people all the time, you need to go out. You need to find somebody to be supportive of you. You need to find a group. You need people to talk to. And here I am on my own little, you know, Heather Island, just trudging away. And I forgot how nice it was to be able to sit down with other people and just release, right? Because I know that these people get me and I get them. At least on our child's level, like, of the things that we go through. So I cannot stress how key and how critical and how important it is to find that support, that group, whatever it is, that will help you. Even if it's just once a week, once a month, every other week, right? It could be an online group. I mean, we live in the age of the internet, right? If you're not able to actually physically because of your kids or whatever, you know, there's so many different things out there. There's, you know, Skype, that you could talk to another parent on Skype and be a camera face to face. Again, it's not in quote unquote in person, but somebody's there face to face. There is Google Hangouts, right? People do those constantly. Have a, you know, create a Google Hangout for your family, for your area, for single moms in your area, or just single moms in general, right? To just do a hangout. Blab, right? That's a new thing that Twitter's got out going on. Blab is very cool. Do a little blab thing for single moms or parents or children, you know, parents with special needs, right? Like, that's a big thing, right? So do those things. Find that outlet, because it's so important for you to be able to have that. And it goes back to self-care, making sure that you are doing what is needed to take care of you. And, you know, I actually realized in the last couple of weeks, I'm like, man, I am in such a funk. You know, things are really stressful right now. Money is super duper tight, if not non-existent, because I've had clients who decided they weren't going to pay me. And so things have just been really stressful, very, very stressful. And, you know, I find myself starting to sort of slide down that slippery slope of just being in this funk, right? And it happens to everybody. It happens to the best of us because we're human. And, you know, I've always said it before, if you're constantly happy all the time and you don't have any problems and you're on some really good freaking drugs, right? Because that is the only way that you are constantly always happy and you don't ever experience sadness or upset or a little tiny bit of depression or funk or gloom, right? Because we are human beings and this is what happens. Things happen and we process them and we emotionally react to them. So it's impossible to never have one, right? Either that or you're in a lot of denial. but I started to realize, I'm like, man, in the last couple of weeks, I have been in this super funk, right? I've been like, I don't really want to get out of bed. I don't want to do anything. I don't want to work, which is not good, especially when you didn't have any money coming in, right? Like, I don't want to do much of anything, right? My laundry hasn't been done. My room is a mess. I'm in this funk, right? And we went to this thing last night, and I just, afterwards and this morning, I just realized, I'm like, that is what is wrong. I stopped taking care of myself again. I stopped doing what was important for me again. And it's really easy to do, right? Especially as a parent, especially as a single mom. You are so focused and so dedicated on doing for everyone else, for your kids, your boss, whatever. Like, you are so focused on just making this whole thing work that you stop taking care of what is needed for your own self-care. Taking a walk, taking a bath, going to a group and talking to other women about the same issues that you have, not feeling like you're alone, right? Like, I've been sitting here for weeks just going, I'm so stressed and I'm so worried and freaked out and this is what's going on and nobody understands it and nobody can deal with it. Like, I have to internalize it. It's me and my little bubble and I can't let the rest of the world know that this is what's going on. And that is not healthy. It's not healthy, it's not productive, and it's not going to do you any good. It's going to wear you down, and you are going to be miserable, right? So going to this group and talking to them, you know, it was another little, like, aha moment for me of going, holy crap, like, I have stopped taking care of me. I've stopped doing the things that I enjoy, again. I've stopped reading, I've stopped painting, I've stopped doing the things that I love and that, like, you know, for lack of a better term, feed my soul and make me feel good, because I'm dealing with so much other crap. And I know that there's so many of you out there that are like, well, you know, we don't have the time. It's all well and good. We don't have the time. We don't have the money. We don't have the ability. We can't do it. It doesn't work for everybody. That's crap. That's absolute crap. There is a way to make it happen. And I'm not sitting here saying abandon your children and go live in Paris, you know, though the fantasy is there, right? But, you know, I would never leave my children. Totally joking. Don't call anybody on me. But, you know, to have that, you know, any parent, every parent at some point, when things get stressful, when things get hard, when things get frustrating, when your baby won't stop crying and you've only had an hour of sleep in the last 3 days, right? Like, every parent has stopped at some point and the thought has entered into their head of, I just want to run away to Italy or France or the Bahamas. Like, it has. It has. Everybody has, because it's human. It's natural to be like, you know, Calgon, take me away. I just want to be away, right? Everybody has thought that, right? But obviously, running away is not the answer. But, you know, maybe if you need that time, right? You're like, well, I have a baby. I have a little baby. Okay. You need to do something for you. You need to do something that's peaceful, that's calming, that's good for you. Put the baby in the stroller and take a walk. It's spring, right? Go look at the flowers, right? Go to a garden. Go to the zoo. Your kids might enjoy it, but it's, you know, of course, zoo is stressful for me with three kids. But, you know, if there's someone who can watch your child for an hour while, you know, if you're still, you know, if you still have young little ones, right? When they take a nap with them. You take a nap, right? And I know a lot of you are like me, but that's when I don't have to worry about taking care of the baby, so I can get this other stuff done, right? I can do the laundry. I can do this. I can do that. Yes, you could, but you can also do that when they go to bed at night. You can also do it another time. The laundry, while it may seem like it, will not take over your home, right? Right now, I think I'm close, but they haven't started walking around on their own yet, so I think I'm good, right? But take a nap. When your kid takes a nap, take a nap. You hear it all the time, especially for new moms. Everybody's like, "What? You know, when you get home, when your baby takes a nap, you nap." So many people. It's true. Take that time to take care of yourself, right? Or if you don't need a nap, maybe you don't need a nap. So if you can't do a nap and, you know, your baby goes down for, you know, 45 minutes and you like to read, read. Feed your soul. Do the things that make you happy. If you draw, draw. If you're a painter, paint. If you knit, knit, crochet, whatever. Something that feeds your soul. Take that time to call up your friend on the phone and chat for 45 minutes uninterrupted, right? Where you don't have to pick up the baby or make sure they're not putting anything in their mouth or picking up crumbs off the floor so they don't eat them, right? Or making sure they're not sticking something sharp into a wall socket or dunking their toys in the toilet, right? Like, anytime. You know, I have this meme that says, you know, most parents understand that having a conversation with me is like having a conversation with someone with Tourette's, right? Sure, I'd love to have lunch. Stop licking that. What time? Right? Like, that's how it is when you have children and infants and toddlers. But take that time for yourself. You know, if you have somebody who you can trust with your children, you have family members, you have friends, people who you can watch your kids for a couple of hours. Go to a movie, right? If you want to go to a movie, go to a movie. It doesn't matter if you're by yourself. That's something that you want to do, right? It's for you. Take that time, right? Matinees are usually cheaper. And if you don't have to drag all the kids with you, it's definitely cheaper. And you can go see movies that are not G-rated. Woohoo! Something that's not cartoons or animated. Like, I haven't seen an adult movie, not an adult movie, get your brain out of the gutter. I haven't seen, like, an adult movie in a theater, and I can't tell you how long. All the movies I go see are animated. I have not seen a non-animated regular movie in years in the theater. So go do it, right? If that's what you want to do, go, right? Do those things. It's so important to take care of yourself. Take a nap while your baby's 45 minutes. If they're sleeping, keep the baby monitor next to you. Go take a freaking bubble bath. Just soak, you know? The world will not stop functioning if you take a minute and just take five, right? Like, it will not stop spinning. Because you stopped and took yourself out of it for a half hour or an hour to take care of yourself. And like I said, I forgot. And it's so easy. It's so easy to get stuck just day to day, on and on, especially having special needs children. You have so much to deal with. It is so easy to forget about yourself. So easy. So that is the focus of the podcast. So today, what I want you to do right now, after you finish listening to this, write down 5 things that you can do for yourself in the next coming weeks to take care of yourself. What do you need? What do you feel you really, truly need? And you might just be sitting there going, I just need a break. Cool. Call up a friend and be like, or while your kids are at school, take that break. Take it. Give yourself the time. And everybody will be like, I don't have time. I've got this, I've got that. That's crap. You have time. Figure it out. Make it work. You can do it. And it doesn't have to be an entire day of pampering at the spa. Like, I can't even do that crap because I'm like, there's something I should be doing right now. I can maybe do a couple hours tops, but I'm just like, okay, so there's things I should just be. No, I gotta go. I can't do it. But even if it's just a half hour, go sit outside with a cup of tea while your baby's taking a nap. And just breathe. Just rest, relax, take the baby monitor with you. But whatever it is that you need to do that will feed your soul, that will help you, take it. It's important. If you need a support, find that group. Find those people. We are not meant to suffer alone in silence, right? You have people out there who are going through the same thing you're going through. You have people out there who are, you know, and if you're introverted, I get it. You know, not everybody's good with going out into groups and talking or whatever. You know, you can join those blab things. You can join an online group, maybe. Create an online group, right? You could be the mysterious face behind the single moms group in your area, right? But that doesn't mean you don't have to show your face. You don't have to actually, you know, and for some people, that's actually easier. If you're introverted, it's easier to go online and talk to people on Skype or on Blab or on Google Hangouts because you're not technically there in person and you're just a keystroke away from leaving, right? If things get upsetting or if you're uncomfortable, you can just beep, you're out, right? For some people, that's easier, but you still get that community. You still get those people that you can talk to. So find that, right? Because you have to take care of you. It is so critically important. And remind yourself, because like I said, I forgot. It's easy. It's easy to forget. It's easy to slide back in that funk and go, God, everything sucks, right? Like, it's so easy to do. And being able to care for yourself and making sure that you're doing what is important, what is needed for you. It's not selfish. It's necessary. It's necessary. You're not taking away anything from your kids by doing it, right? Now, I'm not saying spend all the grocery money on a spa treatment, right? That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, so your kids don't have anything to eat, but damn, don't you look good, right? That's not how it works, right? Only do what you can actually afford to do, obviously, but there's a lot of things that you can do for yourself that don't cost any money at all. Find them. And if you go to thesinglemomblog.com, and it's going to be thesinglemomblog.com/self-care, go to that, and there will be a list of things that you can do that are either free or inexpensive to care for yourself, okay? To feed your soul so that you are the best version of yourself for your children. Because that's what it really boils down to. And my kids have noticed it. In the last couple of weeks, they're like, Mom, are you okay? I'm like, yeah, honey, I'm good. And they're like, are you sure? So when your kids start looking at you like, something's wrong with you, it might be time for you to examine that. You might need a break. You might be in a bad place. So I hope that this was helpful. I hope you enjoyed it. Again, please go to thesinglemomblog.com. If you have not subscribed to our podcast, please do so. You can do so at iTunes, and go and leave us some feedback. I love to hear from you guys. Let me know what you think about the show, and I hope that you have a fantastic day. Go do something today, right now, if you can, to take care of you. Take an extra long shower. Take a bath. Soak. Go outside and paint. Go for a run. Whatever it is that will make you feel good, give you that boost you need, preferably non-medical, non-medicinal. Just go out and do something that makes you feel good. Feed your soul. Take care of you. Because your kids need you. And they need you at the top of your game. Take care. Have a great day. And again, never ever forget that you are awesome and you rock. We'll talk to you soon. Thanks for joining me today for the Single Mom Success Podcast. Be sure to follow us on all our social media platforms. And if you haven't subscribed to our newsletter yet, head on over to thesinglemomblog.com to make sure you never miss out on our most recent posts and podcasts. Thanks again, and never forget, you rock.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.